Hi guys, it's Malka here from Midreshet, and we miss you all, and we hope you're doing well wherever you find yourselves. And I wanted to just share a little Torah with you for Chanukah. Chanukah, as we know, is the time that we celebrate the Chanukat HaMikdash. After a long battle, the Maccabim and all of their loyalists finally returned to Yerushalayim, cleaned, purified, and rededicated the Mikdash in Yerushalayim that had been so defiled and tamei at the hand, full of tumah at the hands of the Greeks. The entire Mikdash was full of tumah. The kelim were broken. It was full of pagan idols, and they spent time cleaning and purifying. In Sefer HaMakabim, the historical document of the time focuses really on the rebuilding and the rededicating of the entire Mikdash, and even more specifically, the Mizbeach. We know that the main avoda in the Mikdash is the Korbanot, and as the Maccabim and all of the Jews came back to Yerushalayim, they wanted to be able to reinstitute the Korbanot, so they worked on rebuilding and purifying the Mizbeach. However, when we celebrate Chanukah, why is then the focus of the Chag on the menorah? We remember the Neirot that lasted for 8 days, and we even barely think about or mention the rededication of the other kelim, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, the Kodesh HaKadashim, the Chatzer, or we never talk about the other avoda that had stopped and was once again restarted in the time after the battle. Why, when we remember the rededication, the Chanukat HaMikdash, at the time of the Chashmonaim, we really not only remember the past, but we reenact in our own homes the relighting of the Chanukiah, which is remembrance of the menorah and the Mikdash. But we don't reenact any of the other avoda that started. So of course, it was only in the menorah that we had the nes of the Pach Shemen that lasted for 8 days. But we can ask the same question. Why was there a nes with the menorah? Why couldn't they have just lit it for 1 day and waited until they could make oil? Or as we know, the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur. If everything is tamei, then you're allowed to use tamei oil. Why did we need specifically a nes with the menorah? And why is that what we commemorate year after year after year? Rav Hirsch explains a beautiful idea that I think can bring this together. He says Chanukah is consecration and dedication. He discusses how there was Chanukat HaMishkan in the time of Moshe, Chanukat Bayit Rishon in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, and Chanukat Bayit Sheni at the time of Shivat Zion. Each time there was a dedication ceremony, dedicating the Mikdash to Hashem, an inauguration ceremony. And we see from historically that Chanukah is really about the consecration and the dedication. And in truth, what we do year by year is that we rededicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our own personal Chanukah. We rededicate ourselves to what we truly believe in. Chanukah, as Rav Hirsch explains, is enthusiasm. It's passion. It's a new beginning. It's the excitement of the Chanukat HaMikdash, when the fire comes down from heaven. It's the excitement of the first time that we're able to do the avoda again. It's the excitement of all beginnings in our life. As we know, there's a certain fire that burns inside when you begin, when you take on new things, when you begin new stages of life. However, Hirsch continues to explain that when life and reality become routine, when everything we do is by rote, when life just gets busy, that we forget that original enthusiasm, that passion of youth, that passion of new beginnings. And Chanukah comes every year, specifically in the middle of the winter, when again it's dreary outside, it's cold, when everything seems routine and dark, to remind ourselves to rededicate, to light the fire within ourselves, to remember what we're passionate about, the power, what we felt in the beginning, before life got so busy and before we became so distracted with life. We know that Avodat Hashem, our work, our life, becomes tiresome and routine. And then we remember about the Eish of the Mikdash. Eish is passion. And so we remember the past of the Chanukiah by lighting our Chanukiah. We don't just say a text, We don't just say a prayer saying thank you to God. We don't only say Hallel, thanking God for the battle that we won and for the miracle. But we actually remind ourselves by lighting those little fires. We learn passion from the Maccabim. Rav Dessler explains that the underlying spiritual sod, the secret of Hanukkah, the spiritual power of Hanukkah, is the idea of when the Jews felt Ein Breira. We have no choice but to act. The Maccabim said, Mi LaHashem Eli. And everything they did, the entire battle, the thought that they could even fight against the entire Greek army, by all logical reasoning, it made no sense. It was a terrible idea. They had no strategy. They hadn't really prepared for battle. But yet they said, Mi LaHashem Eli. They had to put all their calculations, their logics aside, and they fought for God. And says Rav Dessler, that's why they merited so much Hashkacha Pratit, because they did it Mi LaHashem Eli. Mi LaHashem Eli is the passion. When things don't always make sense, you have to allow that light to burn inside of you. The light of Hanukkah helps us remind ourselves of the fire within ourselves, to rededicate ourselves to Hashem, to not always live by our mind, by our logic, but to live by the fire within ourselves. We know that the halacha is that we increase the neirot every night. The machloket of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, do we start with 8 and go down 7, 6, 5, 4, as Beit Shammai says, or do we go up like Beit Hillel, 1, 2, 3? And we know we begin with one small candle. Until the 8th night, the entire menorah is lit like a torch. And I think perhaps we can use Rav Hirsch's message to explain this idea. When we dedicate and rededicate ourselves to God, when we make our personal Chanukat, our dedication, all we need to do is to begin with a small light, one small fire within ourselves, and then it will grow on its own. It will become 2 and 3 and 4 until the passion is reignited like a torch. Each step we take fuels and empowers the next step, allows us to light the next light, the next night, until we once again feel that passion of beginnings, the Chanukat HaMikdash, the Chanukah really of ourselves. So of all of the Avoda, although all the Avoda began once again, the one that we focus on Chanukah is the little Ner, the Ner of passion, the Ner of the Maccabim who said, we're going to fight for God, we're going to fight for what we believe in, to remind ourselves to reconnect with the passion inside of ourselves. When life becomes dark in the dark winter, in the busyness of whatever we're involved in. So again, we should, Be'ezrat Hashem, connect with this idea. And as we light our Chanukiyot together, you, wherever you are, we, wherever we are, we should all think that we're rededicating ourselves to what we truly believe in. We're reminding ourselves what we feel passionate, what we feel strong, what we believe in. And we're reenacting the idea of lighting the Neirot in the Mikdash, ultimately lighting the Ner inside of ourselves. Chanukah Sameach, and we love you all.